Then the last two that I have is a creation of a treasurer assistant budgetary position with the salary schedule, and then the employment of Deborah Carroll as that, in that position. As you're fully aware, Kim Katz had left my position in my office as a budgetary analyst. We did post that position and took in resumes from 22 applicants. After careful consideration of all 22 applicants, we did bring in one candidate for a second, more in-depth interview. Even after meeting with that candidate, we were unable to find a person with the experience that we're looking for to fill that position without a significant investment in training and significant cost and time investment in training. So with a permission of the board, I rewrote the position, specifically requiring a treasurer's license, and we're looking at changing the pay scale with the board's permission tonight. We reposted that position, and the applicant that we had is here tonight, Deborah Carroll. Deborah has been with Connect, which is our instructional technology center, most recently for the past 6 years, but actually had two stints there and had worked as a assistant treasurer in between. Deborah comes with a large number of years of experience in public finance, mostly in schools, but also in county finance as well. Deborah also has her treasurer's license, which will allow the district, in case, hopefully the only reason you would need it is my incapacitation, but in case there was something that would happen to me, she could step in as your interim immediately. Her experience, as well as her knowledge base, will really be a benefit to us. To sum it up very quickly is, when we have questions in our office, Deborah is who we contact right now through the Connect. So we'll be able to have her in-house, be able to ask those questions and work through those immediately. I look forward to the possibility of working with her and would ask for the board approval of that resolution tonight. So those are each of those. So with the permission of the board, I'd like to consolidate all seven of the resolutions, if I'm doing my quick math right, together. So it'd be treasurer's recommendations 4A through 4G.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve item 4A through 4G?
Second.
Any questions? Further discussion?
Mr. Hopkins, you touched on government funds and the newness of 4A, and you had mentioned that this is relatively new and we'd have to determine how we might spend those dollars. Could you go into that just a little bit more at this time?
You know, to be honest, I don't have a ton of information on it right now. I've had conversations with Mrs. Maxwell, our associate superintendent, who's overseeing that grant. Like I had said, Title 4A in the past had been used specifically for safe and drug-free schools. It was phased out a number of years ago. In our conversations, there is some flexibility that we can use with it, but we are looking to use it mostly for community support, and I believe, and at least initially, looking at possibly drug education. And that's how it would be. It's not a huge amount. Now, again, I'm very grateful for the $10,000, but it does limit exactly what we can do with it. Yeah. It is not hiring additional people or things of that nature. It would be specifically for community involvement and some professional development that we may use for our staff.
And I'm thinking about your addition to the office, Ms. Carroll, and I like your strategy. I think your strategy makes sense. I know that I believe the budget of the treasurer's office would change some, and but along with that expertise, you're bringing a lot of expertise to the office, and down the road we may see some additional changes to the structure of the treasurer's office, hypothetically. Do you agree with that?
You know, I would say that with Mrs. Carroll's expertise, that we're able to come in and help build capacity within our office, and with the goal of being much more efficient in the way that we run.
Thank you.
And I just want to clarify with Dave Kosovar. So we are able to supply our own wild. So we can get it on sale at Giant Eagle or Costco or whatever. Is there one person who's in charge of ordering? Oh, that would be you. Okay.
If you go
my office, we could get it involved through some of our purchasing consortiums and things like that.
Well, thank you for doing that, because that that makes a lot of sense to be able to not pay a high, you know, top dollar for wires. Thank you. Okay, any other comments, questions?
Just pointing out a typo that Todd got handled.
Okay.
Got it.
Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, Mr. Bowen.
Okay, thank you. I'm gonna, I'll read through mine as well. 5A is resolution to accept gifts and donations, and I will read those individually. The Kula Foundation donated $13.86 to Hilliard Elementary for students, incentives and rewards program at Red Robin. Lakewood Country Club donated the use of their West End private room for the 2017-18 administrative retreat, which we held on August 10th, 2017. And the Westlake Demon Athletic Boosters donated $18,600 to the athletic department at Westlake High School to help offset expenses as needed. We'd like to thank everyone for their generous donations. I do have a resolution as well for the creation of a new salary scale, and as Mr. Hopkins mentioned, we have had Mrs. Kathy Maxwell, who's been with the school district now for fourth year in here, and so she has been acting in this capacity, and we did create a salary scale, and all we did was we matched the high schools. So the high school principal and the associate superintendent in charge of instruction are going to be on the same scale. When we look at resolution, we do have some staff members going on FMLA, as well as hiring some classified employees to fill some of our positions. Mrs. Gideon, I believe we already approved her, but I think we're adjusting her on our scale. And the administrative position is to officially announce Kathy Maxwell as the Associate Superintendent of Instruction for grades 7 through 12. Letter D, some of these I'm going to go quickly because they just have one person. We do have resolution to approve a summer bus driver, Diane Hill. Stipend for kindergarten readiness training. Mrs. Tyndall went from Dover Intermediate School to Dover Elementary School, so we needed to do some training for her. Approve the resignation, to approve the employment and resignation of some Project Link personnel, which have been listed. Approve some licensed substitutes. Employment of auxiliary services. These are folks who are technically employees of the Westlake schools, but they serve in some of our schools in the area. And this is paid for through some federal grant funding as well. These are resolution for the department chairs that we have throughout the district. Stipends for College Credit Plus. I had mentioned before that we went from two courses at the high school to 12, and these folks put in some extra work and are eligible to receive some extra compensation for that. Approval of Friday school supervisors. We have approval for a home instructor, and we have, this was another part where approval of stipends for district and non-district licensed personnel as well. This is approving a stipend for Christy Mingham, helps us with the step up quality. Again, approval for classified substitutes. Letter P, we're going to approve some supplemental contracts. They're all listed and you received these earlier. Performance contract I will touch on for a moment. And this particular one was for Tony Linder to complete comprehensive in-service training on on the transdisciplinary play-based assessments. And for the past 2 days, I even stepped in a couple times, and today was really neat, where I see a couple preschool folks here. This was a really, really nice training, and I came in today when they were at, they actually had a student come in from another school district, and the instructor did perform a play-based assessment, so it was really neat to watch that. And then I talked to a few of them afterwards, and some of the teachers said they got a lot out of that training, so this has already happened. The ESC contract, when you look at this, this is primarily for students with disabilities who are receiving these services, students with visual impairments, hearing impairments. In the public content, you'll be able to see the general contracts, but in the private, obviously, because of privacy, we do have, in the private content, you'll be able to see that we do actually have students who are participating in this. Let's see, go back to the board docs. Resolution to approve student service contract. These are providers that we use throughout the area for additional student services. Bus routes. Now, this is something that we approve every year, and the bus routes are on file with Mr. Kosovar in his office. And so if you would like to see the bus routes, they are on file there. There's also a resolution. We have three of our buildings here for the student handbooks. We have Dover Intermediate School, Lee Burnison Middle School, and Westlake High School, the final handbooks. We were going to have, try and have the elementary school handbook on today, but there's still some items that they need to go through. So prior to putting on, obviously, for board approval, we want to make sure that they're all completely accurate. So we'll have those up for approval at the September 12th meeting. Other than that, that is all that I have. You know what I would like? I always like to do a separate. Yeah, if we could please recognize those who donate to us separately. And then if we can bundle, I think, the other 19. I did my counting when Todd said he was going to be counting too. So I think I would say B through U, if we can get those together, please.
Mr. Kraft, did you notice that one of the providers was through Patty Larlum? I don't know if that's one that you need to abstain from.
Do you want to just pull that one out then? And that would probably be the service contracts, would be letter S. So let's do that. Let's, thank you for pointing that out. Let's bundle, go ahead and put B through R. So, so we can do A separately, and then B through R. Yeah, S separately, and then T and U can move on.
Okay, is there a motion to approve item 5A?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion? Just a big thank you to everybody that donates. Okay, roll call, please.
Winter?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, is there a motion to approve items 5B through 5R? Further discussion or questions? Okay, roll call, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Is there a motion to approve item 5S?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion or questions?
Just to clarify, I believe that was Mr. Finucane as a second. Is that correct? Okay.
Okay, roll call, please.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Abstain.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And finally, is there a motion to approve items 5T through 5E?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion or questions? Roll call, please.
Winter?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. At this time, we have our second hearing of the public, and you may talk about anything you want to. So if you have something to say, please come forward to the podium and give your name and address. This is such a change for us now. Okay. At this time then, we have board comments.
Well, I just wanted to welcome everybody back to the new school year. It's always an exciting time. And I wanted to thank Mr. Goggett for escorting me around. We ran into each other. He welcomed me to, and encouraged me to come and welcome folks at drop-off at the Dover campus. And then I just kind of tagged along and followed Mr. Goggett and visited each of the schools. So it was a lot of fun to walk through and see all the, it was really gratifying to see the smiles, the kids, the support staff, our teachers, not only the smiles, but the amount of content going on. You know, right from day one, out the gates, our teachers are getting their students ready. So it was very exciting, very, very much fun for me too. So just wanted to do that. And then of course, having the eclipse on the first day of school was kind of icing on the cake. And I believe we had no issues with that. Everybody wore their glasses. Mr. Goggett, Mr. Hopkins, you wore your glasses when you went to the eclipse?
We did, yes.
Oh, very good. Excellent. So thank you very much for all of that. And I love Mr. Wilson's comment in his newsletter today that with the first day of school, they had a shortened bell schedule. First day of school, shortened bell schedule, and an eclipse.
Yeah.
And nothing happened. So, and my granddaughter came home from school so excited that she got to see a solar eclipse. So I do thank the teachers for incorporating it into the day, because it certainly won't happen again for 7 years.
And to thank Dr. Jean Bishop for last year proactively applying for and receiving a grant from NASA. So when a lot of people were scrambling to get glasses, while we didn't have one for every single student, we did have a whole lot of them available.
Just want to say thanks to everyone for a great start to the school year. I think about Carol's experience, and Mr. Goggin, you've always been very open to board members participating in activities at various schools. We get a lot out of spending time with our teachers, with our students, and along those lines, to consider would the board be welcome to, say, join students not only in their classroom, but potentially at the cafeteria. Sometimes that's something that comes up, and folks bend our ear when it comes to cafeterias, and if that's acceptable, it's something I'd like to work with you on.
I can tell you that my son, who is in eighth grade, reported to me how much more he is enjoying the eighth grade food. I know that's something we've talked about, that they really have, and they have started, they have, and thanks to Mr. Kosovar, he brought in a new dietitian who came in with new ideas and brought some new food selections and more food selections, and from a 13-year-old boy, he is very happy.
I've heard about that, hence my ears.
I just wanted to say a quick welcome to Deborah for joining the staff for the treasurer's office. From what Todd had said, you'll be a great addition. And for Kathy, congratulations on being recognized for your hard effort and efforts that you've probably been doing anyway for the last couple of years.
And this doesn't pertain to the school board, but I just have to give a shout out to my husband, Ed, because today is our 52nd wedding anniversary. Oh. 9 years.
We need to get you home.
Okay, anyone else? And board items, we really don't have anything on the agenda for that, so we can go right into adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn to executive session at this time? Roll call.
To adjourn into executive session at 6:44 p.m. Kraft?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And no action will be taken. Thank you all for coming.